The following lecture is a production of the Foundation of Human Understanding. And now here is author, lecturer, and 44-year radio counselor, Roy Masters.
I don't need to go to any church. I am the church. You don't need to go to church because you are the temple of the living God, and therefore your answers are always within you. The only reason why you need me is because I need you to come. And I need the money. No, just kidding.
That's why we come.
Any reason why you come is because you've been broken a long time. A lot of you have been broken. And some of you are very stubborn. For instance, this handsome gentleman here has been very stubborn for a long time. It's taken a long, long, long time to just to get to first base, hasn't it?
Yes, sir.
To be frank with you, my granddaughter's 22. She got it in 10 minutes.
Lucky her.
I know. When she was ready, but she wasn't ready. She was out in the world, getting her tattoos and all kinds of stuff. And one day she woke up. Well, she was already awake, but she was so angry and rebellious. And she called me up one day and said, "Grandpa, you wouldn't want me around. I didn't want to hurt you." But she has a very thoughtful soul. And there are lots of good people who are full of emotions and they're buried. Their souls are sort of buried in those emotions. And they can't live the way they want to live, but they know how they want to live. They know right from wrong. But they're so angry and so emotionally confused. But they know they're living in an emotional confusion. They're not unconscious. Like the average person in the world. You see, when I grew up, I used to think that everybody was like me. You know, and I didn't know what me was, or I saw people, and they said good morning, good afternoon, good evening. They growled and they had moods and stuff like that. But I didn't. Actually, I didn't. I don't remember my formative years very much. But I seem to have come out of what you have been in and still are in, even though you're not in it, it's in you. You know, it's post-traumatic stress conditioning. And I've come out of it unscathed. The small traumas I had, small, very small, I overcame them very easily. That's because I didn't have such serious spoilings as a child. I wasn't traumatized seriously like many of you were.
And you didn't hate yourself?
And I didn't hate myself. I love myself. No, I didn't love myself. I didn't hate myself. I was just me.
Can a person really hate themselves?
Sure. Hate to yourself is hate towards others turned inward. It goes nowhere. How can you hate a bully?
Easily.
Well, you can hate a bully, but how can you hate him and beat him? The hate is an aggression. So when that aggression cannot express itself, when you get beaten down by a parent, then the hate goes somewhere. It becomes submissive servitude, trying to please the bully to avoid your hate, your love. See, it becomes fears and trembling and fearful servitude. Looking for love in all the wrong places, looking to please someone to get rid of the hate, thinking that love will get rid of the hate. And actually love does get rid of hate if it was God's love that gets rid of hate. But human love can't get rid of hate. If you are very hateful and you run away from your dad and mom and your family who degrade you and you hate them, then you run to someone, a church. You can run to a friend. You could find a lover who sympathizes with your anxieties and tremblings and fears and timidity and frailty and rises to the rescue. Well, what do you think that does? It actually encourages you to hate that other person. Because what love, human love, can't heal. Human love is not capable. There's the thing is, human love in the truest sense. You know, we have many words for love, agape. philia, eros. See, there's two others. Can't think of them right. Philia, brotherly love.
Amore.
Amore. Oh yeah. Well, that's. But you see, those are the broken human level, we love each other. We cling to each other like monkeys. So when you're in love with someone and someone loves you, all you're doing is reinforcing each other's weaknesses.
You're needy.
That's correct. So if loving and being loved is needing a need fulfilled, well, look at, if you just understand the words need, then if a woman has a need to be needed, so she can give love, nurture, and then she marries a man who has a need, well then when you fulfill a person's need, aren't they more needy?
Mm-hmm.
Why, if you look at the tragedy in New Orleans, you see all those broken people? They have needs, the government rises to the occasion of those needs, and the more those needs are fulfilled, the weaker they are. They didn't have enough brains to have some cans of food in the house, knowing that a hurricane was coming. Some of them are so needy, they need the house because the only security they got is some old broken shack. They're totally dependent upon someone to do their thinking for them, their loving for them, to give them security. There's nothing left of them. You see how that is?
I'm kind of feeling trapped and suffocated by an overbearing mother.
Well, but you resent your mama.
Right, I just wanted to kind of...
Well, hold it right there. You know the answer to that.
I know.
And so why, you should not be here for that question, because why isn't it in you to say, mother, you're a smother?
I can tell her that.
With all due respect, mother.
She
says, well, mother, if you can't stop smothering, instead of mothering, I don't need your mothering. I don't need your smothering, with all due respect. Stay away. Why aren't you of the strength to say, you stay in your place and I stay in my place, and when you think better of it, give me a call and tell me you're sorry.
Isn't she going back for the love she's never had?
No.
Isn't that what draws her back to it?
No, she's addicted. She's addicted to loving her mother because she's guilty. And so therefore, because she has a conscience, but because her mother's manipulating.
Oh, yeah.
She exploits that guilt as if she'd done something wrong to the mother. You feel guilty towards your mother. You're guilty of not loving her, but you've misunderstood love. Love, don't hate your enemy.
Right.
Love, don't hate your mother. Your mother's hateful. She's mischievous. She's rotten, right to the core.
She's manipulative with her illnesses.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the sicker she gets, the bigger of a sucker you become.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me, I don't mean to talk about you.
Got you.
See, she does it out of the probably nobody else in the family will take care of you.